From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy Wednesday gave the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention to declare independence. Rajoy demanded confirmation whether or not independence was declared after regional president Carles Puigdemont Tuesday declared independence but suspended it pending talks with Madrid.
El Consejo de Ministros ha acordado esta mañana requerir formalmente al gobierno.
Monash University analyst Stuart King said the Prime Minister criticized for the police crackdown during the October 1st independence referendum struck the right tone.
I think it's a very astute move on the part of the central government in a response to what was a very ambiguous statement from in the Catalan Parliament.
Carlos Rivadulla, president of the Association of Catalan Businessmen, said he believes he knows why the Catalan leader did not outright declare independence Tuesday.
Probably one of the main reasons why yesterday regional president did not declare directly and forward independence was the pressure from the business corporate community. It was a big signal they sent last week, starting last week, when many of the biggest companies in Catalonia left the region because of the political instability.
Under the Constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call new elections. Kenya's electoral board has given all 8 candidates the right to be present in the rerun presidential election October 26, including main opposition leader Raila Odinga, despite his decision to withdraw. Meanwhile, police used tear gas on opposition supporters Wednesday. Several people were hurt as thousands heeded Odinga's call and took to the streets demanding electoral reform ahead of Kenya's election. This is VOA News. In Northern California,